This episode of Last Exit to Ponyville is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. Go to OffWorldDesigns.com to check out their wide variety of geeky and pop-cultured inspired t-shirts. Offworld Designs carries shirts from a wide variety of artists and themes, from anime to zombies and everything in between. Whether you're a brony, a follower of Great Cthulhu, or just think dragons are awesome, Offworld Designs has you covered. Use coupon code BROHOOF to receive 10% off your order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Bronies forever. Woo!
Greetings, friends, fillies, gentle colts, and other malcontents. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd, and this is Last Exit to Ponyville. But I'm not alone as I trot through this mysterious portal while I'm somehow a human. I'm joined with
Laura
and Trevor.
Oh my god, it's so good to hear from you guys. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
It's just been one of those times in the fandom where things are quiet unless you're out on the convention scene, which if you guys went to Anime North this past weekend.
No.
I saw a lot of pictures from the event. Bronies were well represented, so.
I wanted to go and I couldn't. I'm pouting.
Don't worry, Con Bravo comes soon, which...
Can't wait. I'm going to dress up as Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. I probably should mention, our pony panel got approved.
Yay!
So,
Bitchin'.
It'll be awesome. So, yeah, we're going to be joining some other fans at Con Bravo. You can find out more information at conbravo.com. It's July 26th to the 28th, I think?
Yep.
At the Hamilton Convention Center. I'll be there. Laura will be there. Basically, Twig will be there. It'll be a good time. I'm excited.
Looking at me like I'm a crazy. We can walk to the convention center from here, Trevor.
Maybe you can, but I'm gonna. What? No.
It's Trevor, like a block or two, isn't it?
Two blocks away.
It's at. Carry like, me it's, with you then.
It's at like Bay and King William.
Oh, okay. That's pretty rad.
It's super close.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to make an appearance.
See, you have to.
Yes. You really can't walk two blocks.
I have trouble walking two blocks. That's because my knees are damaged, but sad face. But
Trevor's supposed to be in good shape.
Well, yeah, he's like Mr. like Ninja Master or something.
Ninjas.
You should like Ezio climb all the buildings to the convention center.
Parkour that shit, Trevor.
There you go. That's a goal. There's a lot of old churches here in Hamilton. I always want to climb them.
See, Trevor, that's what I'm expecting.
This went off the rails real fast.
Of course. But as we always do here on Last Exit to Ponyville, we have to thank our wonderful sponsors of OffWorldDesigns.com. Don't forget to use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order. And that reminds me, just something before we get into today's topic, as we're talking about Equestria Girls, what it means to the fandom, where it's going to go, and everything else. That reminds me, tonight I was browsing the interwebs, and I found, as you guys know, some of us other Twigites do a show called These Warriors Are Terrible. I found printable PDFs of the My Little Pony role-playing game. I'm picking them up tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm very scared for how the rule set's going to work for this. But if we get enough fan demand for it, I will figure out a way to get my ass down to Hamilton. We will record a one-off session. Of My Little Pony RPG, so be on the lookout for that at some point during the summer.
I attack the darkness.
Magic missile. anyway, guys, so like I said, today's topic, we're going to be talking about Equestria Girls. As you guys know, it's going to be coming into theaters, I think, around June 15th or 16th. And, well, fan reaction is split right down the middle on this. I've been watching a lot of conversations on Facebook, Equestria Daily, and, well, the things haven't necessarily been the nicest on either side. But speaking of Equestria Daily, here comes our friend, our favorite guy, Cyril Velocity. Here's his update from the community.
It's May 28th, 2013. I'm Cyril Velocity, and I'm now asbestos free. So like it or not, all the news lately has been about Equestria Girls. We know the film will premiere at the Los Angeles Film Festival on June 15th at 4 p.m., so if you want to be first in line to the very first showing, I don't know where you get tickets for that kind of thing, but that's where it is, and good luck. We've also seen some prototypes for the Equestria Girls dolls, which were 100% expected, because that is the whole purpose of the film, is to sell the toys. And it's a good thing they're prototypes, because quite frankly, they're horrifying. You know, check those out on EquestriaDaily.com. We have some pictures of those. And just to break up those last two bits of news, Google Hangouts has added a slash pony command. After their I.O. conference this month, Google introduced Hangouts, which is something that mashes all their chat services into one little thing. Type slash pony in there, and you get a little pony that walks across your screen, which I think is probably the best thing that's ever happened, ever, in the history of, like, history, as all time. And that's it. I'm Serial Velocity. I'm out of words. Ciao.
Many, many thanks to our friends at Equestria Daily for that update. I think it's time we talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, my God. I don't know. See, I saw this thing tonight, Trevor and Laura, and I think you'll appreciate this. Someone made one of those GIF kind of meme things, and it was Keanu Reeves and that stupid-looking face that he makes. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what if Equestria Girls is a loyalty test to the community? Yeah, no, you consider
it,
that?
It's a cash grab.
Okay, go it's into that.
Cool. You see, okay, let's just get right into it.
Now, here's I think...
So much rage!
Okay, you guys are so full of rage, and the whole like fandom is so full of rage. And here's the thing. One, it is a cash grab. But think about it. The whole cartoon is a fucking cash grab. I mean, really, it's like it's an 80s cartoon, like cartoons should be. It should be it's a half-hour advertisement to advertise your product. That's the cartoons I was raised with. That's the cartoons I expect. I want to spend my money, so I'm fine with that aspect.
Yes, second, but there's also integrity.
No, listen. How many girls do you see, and boys, at conventions dressed up as humanoid ponies?
That's because we're not horses.
Yeah, but they thought, you know what? All these people seem to really enjoy doing this. Maybe we should do something for them because this is a cool idea. Yeah, we could probably make some money off it.
No, those Why people are like, you know what? We need another toy line. Let's make the ponies in like to look like Monster High dolls, and then we'll have two toy lines.
My only complaint about the toys is they don't seem to have the articulation with the Monster High dolls.
Yeah, these things look terrible. Yeah,
if you look at any, like, there's how often do you see someone dressed in a full horse costume as a pony? Very, very rarely. You see girls dressed up, you see all sorts of fan art. You know what? Maybe they thought, hey, this is popular. Maybe we'll try it.
Fair enough.
Really?
I definitely agree that there are fans out there that always, they'd like to anthropomorphize the ponies. There always have been. But there's always been those people that like to have them do sexual things with each other and draw pictures of it. But my major beef, and Dot, I'm pretty sure you're going to back me up on this one, is we've been waiting for them to do a movie, and this is what we get?
Yeah, I think this would have worked much better as a special on the hub or something like that. Like, you know, make this...
Uber something.
Yeah, like, do this as your summer experiment. See how well it's going to do. I think putting this in the theaters is jumping the gun a little bit. I mean, yes, the fandom's huge. People are going to respond to this, but I wonder, from a marketing standpoint, is this the smartest idea to go down right now?
Well, again, it's just... Here's my main beef. You know, because the ponies... They're out there, they're doing things, doing adventures, manticores, all that stuff. And we come to this movie, and what we see, they expect, hey, Twilight, go here and do this amazing adventure where you have to save the whole of Equestria. No, what we get is, hey, Twilight.
Go to prom.
Go to prom, exactly. Get a date for the fucking prom.
I don't like that aspect. I don't like the whole, oh.
Laura is showing me
this is just what people have done
anthropomorphized Twilight with three dicks in her face.
Mind you, this
oh boy.
Perfectly, where like, it's a cartoon and a girl's like, man, Equestria Girls. It's like Hasbro saw what they had with My Little Pony, but thought, yeah, this is great. Well, what if they were human so folks felt easier about drawing porn of him? And another lady's like, oh, sweetie, honey, that was never a hindrance. Anyway, no, I don't like the premise of, oh, we got to go to high school, but at the same time,
they're not in fucking high school in the show.
But hopefully it's done well, and maybe there can be some... Trevor's giving me like the death stare. So.
No, you're supposed to be the devil's advocate in this. If we all just hated this would be a very short show.
No. And I'm really hoping that it's done well. If you do, Like, a lot of the people watching this are in high school right now, and high school is fucking hard. Maybe if they do it well, it will actually be something positive.
There's other shows that touch on the subject of high school. Why?
Just because other shows have, you know, discussed high school doesn't mean we can never do another one again. Oh, Romeo and Juliet's already been made into a movie? We better not do that one again. That's not how it works.
I just think, like, looking at the fandom, that I think maybe the jump from Pony to Anthropomized isn't something that the general public's maybe ready for. I think maybe if they took a good solid hour and a half and really developed an epic storyline, like the traditional animated movies of the 1980s, like, say, like, look at your Don Bluths, your Disneys, etc., etc., you could really create something that would get the fandom really worked up. I'm not saying it's going to be Transformers 1986 or G.I. Joe, which didn't do so well in theaters but achieved cult status later. This thing is popular almost on every front. Only on the internet do you find people really kind of bitching about it. I really wonder if this is the risk the property should take.
And I want to know what Lauren Faust thinks of this.
She doesn't like it.
Yes.
But, like I said, I'm an advocate for not judging something until you see it. I mean, how many people have you said, don't judge My Little Pony until you see it? Because so many people are like, My Little Pony, that's gay. That's for fags. Oh my God, you're a fag. It's like, and you go, why don't you watch it and try it? And before you judge it and before you judge the viewers, you guys are doing exactly
this
what you've judged everybody else for.
This is a slightly different occasion. This isn't me coming from
nope.
This is a tremendous change happening within the fandom, not
so
outside.
So what about G1 ponies to today's ponies?
I think an example of this
exchange. Hey, we want a devil's advocate, in Laura. We're getting it right here.
Just gonna start throwing shit at you.
Yeah, Trevor's gonna start throwing shit at me. Oh, he's getting mad.
I think one thing, Trevor. Maybe this will kind of, you and I can both kind of see this from the same angle. Look at Transformers Generation 1, right? Look at Transformers Beast Wars. Maybe that's what this is trying to be. Is this the Beast Wars
still
of ponies?
Internally, forever, they were still Transformers.
But they're still essentially ponies, too. Now, I'm curious.
The Transformers didn't turn into fucking humans.
I was a gorilla.
He was...
I love how angry you are.
Represents, like... The brony, like, I'm aggressive fandom right here.
The aggressive brony rage. I feel betrayed and upset by this. I'm still going to watch it, but I'm like, it bugs me. But I showed the trailer to my girlfriend, and her reaction was to drop her head and just
cry to the heavens,
quietly sob to herself and walk away.
Now, here's the other thing, though.
In disbelief.
Your girlfriend loves horses and ponies. Now, here's one thing, one complaint I do have, but it's common with cartoons, and you kind of have to, because, like, how often you, but it would have been nice to see a little different body types for each of the characters. Like, Fluttershy is obviously, out of the ponies, the thinnest one, so I would have made her thin, but maybe making their body sizes not so ridiculously thin, because I'm really hoping that it's a positive message they're talking about, and like the troubles and bullying stuff you face in high school. One of the things that I'm not saying, okay, we need to make Applejack a heifer. No. You know, maybe not all so thin that it's ridiculous. You know, like, it would have been nice to see them.
Give Rainbow Dash some nice gams.
Well, Rainbow Dash and Applejack calf. I would have made more athletic looking. Not so voluptuous, but like more, you know. They're, I mean, both athletes. They should look like athletes.
I mean, they're all A cups. I mean, Pinkie Pie, I think, would definitely have
a
C.
Yeah, that's another thing that I kind of noticed. I mean, looking at not just the dolls, but looking at the character designs too, I'm not really enthralled with them either. They seem not quite in line with what we've seen on the show. In fact, do you guys remember the show 16?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, does it not?
No, it looks like Monster High.
Monster High. Absolutely Monster High is what I immediately thought. And now that I'm thinking back to months, I had seen a picture with this, and I didn't realize that this is what Hasbro was doing. I thought it was just some fan art. I just looked at it in passing and went, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. It looks like Monster High. And then I was blindsided by this whole Equestria Girl things. It just did not register that they were doing this.
I'm surprised they were able to keep the fact that it was going to be a theatrical movie under wraps for so long.
No, that's that in this day and age. I mean, really.
It's just like I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of with you, Laura, where I want them to project that really positive body image, but also the really positive mental image with this. I don't know if this was maybe the best way to go about it, but maybe they're trying to reach for an older audience.
I would have done something a little different rather than a theatrical release. I would have done it like they've done with the Monster High movies that they've done, is do a special on like Nickelodeon YTV and then release it on DVD after. I think that's probably the easier way to make some money with it.
Yeah, because DVD sales are easier to track. Plus, I don't think you'd risk as much doing it like that when you do direct to DVD, just because you know how many are out there, so that's an accurate measure of how popular it is. Plus, you're getting that money back directly as opposed to giving a percentage to the theater, the distribution, marketing, public relations, etc., etc., etc. That's another thing, too. I have seen no advertising for this at all.
No, it's all I haven't seen. Like, we don't watch commercials because we don't have cable, but I mean, the most I've seen of it is what people, like, word of mouth.
Yeah, I don't exactly get up and watch Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
I wish. I wish there was cable, such a
but,
good Saturday morning
I mean,
cartoons.
This is, obviously, this has just flown through the fandom like a wildfire. And,
You're so negative.
Yeah,
I think it could be really good. Honestly, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
It's written by Megan McCarthy, one of my favorite writers of the show. But I still think that this is just a ridiculous, crazy move. And to do it as a theatrical release in this way,
you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
Yeah, but look at it this way. Do you guys remember, probably about a summer, maybe two ago, do you guys remember a movie called The Oogie Loves, The Search for the Big Balloon Party, or something equally as insipid?
No.
What?
Exactly. That was a movie that was released with no hype. And it was meant to be marketed towards kids. And the only reason I'm drawing the comparison between that and Ponies is because with no marketing behind this, like I said, I've not seen anything on the hub. I've not seen anything pop up on like any websites or like any sidebars saying, hey, on June 15th, go check this out. I really wonder if this is dooming it to fail. I mean, you're coming out in, first off, June. You are coming out in the juggernaut month.
It's also very limited release.
Yeah, and that's because before we came on the show to our listeners, we were saying, hey, we should all go see this. And I mentioned Toronto, and Laura's like, Toronto? I'm like, this may be very limited release, and that's only going to hurt this movie. If you don't get this in a large number of cinemas, I think you're going to lose a big share of the market. Now, alternatively, the hardcore bronies like ourselves, yeah, we'll travel a little bit to go see this, but I'm not driving to Buffalo for this.
But I was just actually on the Cineplex website, which is basically the only theater in Canada these days, or at least Ontario, and it is showing around the Hamilton area, not in Hamilton, but around.
Okay.
But the other thing being is, I think they're releasing it, though. The more I look into it, I think they're releasing it that way the adult fans who want to see it in the theater can, and it's more for them, and then they'll release it on DVD for, because, and then, you know, mom and dad are with little Susie and little Johnny in Walmart, and they go, Mom, look at that! And they see the DVD with all the dolls, and they're like, give me, give me, give me! They don't need marketing. They'll just see it on the shelf and go, I need it! I need it!
I disagree that I feel that this is targeted towards adults. This is definitely targeted at small girls. The actual demographic was intended for small girls, because, like, I can't get away from it, but why the hell are they going through a portal into high school? That is what really I can't get away from. Why high school drama bullshit?
I think it would have been more interesting if they'd taken the story, maybe have them at high school age, but maybe set it during the summer.
Set in high school. Have them, like, fight aliens a la Avengers in New York or something. Or, you know, if they have to anthropomorphize them.
See, here's the way I might have gone with this. I would have kept them in high school at the ass end of the school year, or maybe transitioning out of elementary going into high school during the summer, and maybe if you want to put in a little bit of tween kind of romance in there, have Twilight Sparkle start to understand her feelings towards a boy, for example. And that might be a good transition coming of age animation, which I think Megan McCarthy is more than capable of pulling off.
But have you seen like the stuff that like there is a romance aspect to it?
There's a rumor that's actually Shining Armor.
That would be kind of neat, and I wouldn't mind. But wait, aren't they related?
Well, yeah, well, that wouldn't be a romance thing. But he doesn't brother. Have. He would have had white skin because he's like the guy true. In the previews is yellow.
No, he's blue.
His hair's blue.
No, his skin is blue.
To the interwebs.
I'm looking it up, Hackers.
Okay, so Mike, you've heard me bitch and moan for the whole time. What do you really? What was your gut reaction watching the trailer?
My gut reaction watching the trailer is okay. They start as ponies. I'm okay with this. They exist in the same continuity. Why would Princess Celestia send them to high school? My gut reaction, like, this is not a good story. From what I'm seeing, mind you.
Bring up the whatever synopsis there.
No, it's okay. So,
what are they?
What happens is,
okay,
when a crown is stolen from the Celestia Tower, Twilight Sparkle pursues the thief into an alternate world where she transforms into a teenage girl who must survive the biggest challenge yet: high school. Shut your mouth. Friends who remind her of Ponyville's. These are new friends. Applejack, Rarity, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, and Fluttershy, she embarks upon a quest to find the crown and change the destiny of these two parallel worlds. Trevor's on the floor.
He's just not having a good day, is he?
Don't break the mic.
Now, I'm looking... We're
in the fetal position now.
Now, I am looking at some more of the information on this from the MLP wiki. And I did notice this is coming out in August. I think what has to happen, once we see it in theaters and we give our initial thoughts afterwards, we got to do a commentary on this.
Oh, for sure.
And because at least then we'll have time to let this kind of sink in. I mean, I don't want to be so negative against it because, like I said, I've seen people like... For example, just how angry Trevor got. Like, I've seen flame wars where people are tearing each other apart on this.
And I'm just leaning it over.
And it's weird because you think about other fandoms where things have radically changed. Transformers, Star Trek, Star Wars. And I don't know. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the show, I wonder if this is a test of the fandom. Because you think about this. Everybody thought Friendship is Magic was stupid to start. And look what it's...
That's what I said.
Yeah, so look what it could turn into. However, I don't think the marketing people are smart enough for this. Now, like I said, I'm placing a lot of faith in McCarthy and the director in this to pull this off.
Like I said, I very much, like, I like to give the benefit of the doubt. I think you should definitely view something before you judge it. And I think that goes either way. Like, I am not... saying this is going to be the greatest thing ever. I'm just saying, give it a chance before you judge it. I'm not judging it positively right now. I want to go into it with an open mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I want to go in with it too, but once again, I'm kind of tainted, so to speak, because the more I kind of look into it, the more I'm not a fan of it. I think this is going to sound, I don't know whether I would say it kind of shallow or kind of stupid. I think one of the things I've got a big problem with, as I mentioned earlier, during the show, was I don't like the character designs. And I'm looking at them right now. I don't know whether this is going to sound stupid or not. I don't like the fact that their colors match their pony fur hair. Yeah, their skin color. It looks just... It's visually distracting.
Well, I think there's other like side characters in the show that also have... different color skin, so I don't think they're alone in their skin color.
It's just really distracting to me. Like, I look at, I mean, honestly, I've really come around to liking Rarity in the last couple of months, but I look at her doll, she looks fucking terrifying, first off, and I look at the character design of the actual animation, and there's some kind of a disconnect here. I mean, Because toys can look fabulous when they're translated from the shows, and sometimes not so much. This is, I think, one of the exceptions.
I think they should have taken a, like, if they're going to go Monster High with these, they should have gone all out Monster High with them. I mean, these are a good jumping off point, but they need to be more realized. Like, they need, like, the legs have no articulation. The tops are hard, looks like molded plastic to the body, not removable. I mean, I'm sorry. And I was talking to someone at the store the other day about this. It's like, when I get a new doll, the first thing I do with it is I take its clothes off. I've done it since I was a little kid. You take the clothes off, you put new clothes on, you look at what the body looks like with no clothes, decide what you're going to put it on. You know, da 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 da. You always do it. Girls know this. You change your dolls' outfits all the time. My Monster High dolls, every single one has had their outfit changed numerous times. And like I said, with the articulation with those dolls and everything, they're fantastic. They look cool. You can pose them in all sorts of ways. They're great for taking pictures with, the whole thing. If they were going to go Monster High with this, which you could tell there's the influence on the face, then fuck it. Go all the way.
Yeah, I'm actually just looking at a comparison between Monster High dolls and these. And the room here. Frankly, they seem lazy.
Yeah, I think you're right. They look cheap compared to the Monster High dolls.
Apparently, these are prototypes, so we should...
Good. No. I'm happy with, like, if this is a prototype, that's okay. I really think if they're going to do humanized dolls, they should go the full to the ball joint doll, those things.
Actually, I just realized that they have wings.
Yeah.
I barely saw that they had wings.
Yeah, you can barely see Fluttershy's because it blends into her hair, but you can see theirs more. Oh, I wish that they had, like, I wish Twilight still had her horn. If she's going to have her wings, she should have her horn.
I guess I might have been too distracting.
But same way, they should have.
That on your I think they changed that, didn't? Because wasn't there like pictures early on where she had the horn, and then later on it was taken out?
But Steph said that she doesn't like their tails are incorporated in just the length of the hair now with a little thing tied into it, and so Steph doesn't like the rat tail, as she calls it, that's just put into the hair.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at that right now. Yeah, yeah. That's
so they don't have a tail coming out of the skirts or anything. It's just they have super long.
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to find a comparison between the Question Girls and Monster High. And, of course, the first fucking thing has... Anybody who puts music on their website deserves to be shot.
I, as a web developer, I can concur with what Laura just said. Do not put any music or any intrusive shit on your site. You'll immediately get the person to go away.
You should have seen my face during that. I just caught the reflection in the monitor. Let's talk about some of the toys with this too. Now, what accessories do Monster High dolls get? I mean, do they get vehicles, playsets? Anything?
Yeah. And yes, when they first started, the Monster High started out with the core dolls. So you had a two-pack of Cleo Denial and Deuce Gorgon. And then there was Laguna, Frankie, Draculaura, Claudine. I think that was it. I'm just trying to look at my dolls and see if I'm missing anyone. And then after that, like, Ghoulia and Holt Hyde came out, and then they've been doing new dolls ever since. And then, in the more recent phases, they did do, like, there's a Sweet 1600 line that came with the Roadster. Then they did, like, a vanity set for Cleo, and they've been doing more and more merch. Now they've got, like, a Coffin Bean, which is the cafe they go to set. There's a whole high school set. There's all sorts of stuff that they've got coming out. And not just that, there's clothes. There's makeup, there's nail polish, there's there's tons of stuff. Thankfully, I don't buy anything else except for the dolls.
So with your knowledge of the Monster High doll collection, when the Equestria Girl dolls come out, what do you think their price point will be?
If they're like that's the thing, like, I don't know the heights on them, right? Like, they might be like...
They look pretty comparable.
But that's the thing, like, they're without articulation and everything, it's kind of hard. They could be like... 7 inches tall, and the Monster Highs are Barbie height, right? So yeah,
I'd probably go Barbie height, but maybe slightly smaller.
But I really, really think if they're not articulated, at most they should be $15.
That's about the price point I was expecting for something.
If they're
like
articulated, I could see them at $25.
I don't even know if I'd pay $25 for that.
But that's the thing. It depends on the Monster High doll. Some of them are $19.99 if they're just the doll and they come with nothing else. The more accessories you get with the doll or the core line dolls, the core ones, when you've got the outfit that they basically appear on the TV show in, then those ones tend to be, and they come with like a pet and a book and the whole thing. Those are $35. So it really comes down to the articulation, height, and what accessories they come with, what the price is going to be.
What accessories do you predict for this line?
Well, they're going to have hairbrushes because they got the loose hair. It'd be cool if they came with their pet because everybody loves having their little pets. And all the characters have a pet.
Why is Spike not a human?
I know.
Why he got boned to be a dog.
He's not good enough to be a human with the pones?
He should have been like a... If they're all in high school, he should have been like a 10-year-old boy.
Exactly. He could have been passed off as Twilight's younger brother or something.
You went from like full blown rage to like this apathetic.
Look, I'm just like,
apathy.
I got all my rage out. I laid on the floor in fetal position for a few seconds. I'm good now.
Broke the microphone.
Okay, dude. There's no danger of your. Okay, we're gonna listen back to the podcast. There's gonna be a 5-minute section where Mike is talking, and it's gonna be the three of us. You bitching at me about the microphone. Mike coming in, going, "What's going on?" It's gonna be hilarious. So look out for that.
But yeah, it really is gonna come down to just a few different factors, and just seeing the pictures online. I mean, it's hard to tell what their size is gonna be.
Yeah, I doubt that Steph will be going for these dolls.
Yeah, that's the question I was gonna ask. And that's if you had to buy one, which one?
Well, obviously, if Steph were to buy anything, she'd go with Rarity.
I think Rarity's the worst looking one, which
is strange. I agree. Like she doesn't look pretty.
I think Pinkie Pie, the hair looks legit. Pinkie Pie's design could be placed into anything, really.
I think the three that stand out as well, like the most well done, are Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, and Pinkie Pie.
They look the most just human, I guess.
Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie. I would disagree with you on Rainbow Dash because she looks way anorexic.
They all do. That's the other kind of plus. I think that might be part of why they didn't do the horn, is because it looks like for the most part they used generally two different face molds. Okay. Like with the Monster High dolls, one of the special things about Monster High. Every character has a unique head mold. No two characters actually have the same facial structure. These ones, it looks like Fluttershy and Rarity got the same kind of facial structure with different eyes painted on. And then the other four have the same faces painted. Like, not the same paint, but the actual sculpt looks...
Yeah.
Again, if it's prototype, that's
it's hard acceptable.
But, like, it really is going to depend when they come out. And, I mean, it would be nice if they were individual.
I think the clothing could be better.
And the clothing could be way better. The Monster High dolls are super
they're all wearing the same kind of dress, just shitty fabric.
Yeah, they have different boots and a different skirt and a molded top. But yeah.
Look, have you noticed where their fucking cutie marks are in this prototype?
On their face.
Yeah, that's strange.
I think they'll probably change that because that's not like that in the show.
So hopefully, like I said, it's a prototype.
The film.
Prototypes change, hopefully. And that's the thing. With the beauty of the internet, you should be able to listen to your audience.
Yeah, like, I'm really hoping Hasbro product development is listening. I mean, I'm pretty friendly with some of the PR people over at Hasbro. And I think, honestly, what they maybe should do, and I think this would be very telling if people would buy it at mass market, the set of six should be released as a Comic-Con exclusive only for about 2 weeks and then release them to the general public.
But that doesn't work for an exclusive.
That's too big of an exclusive.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty big San Diego Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but like to do all six and then like if you were to do them in like a different outfit, that'd be
okay. Cool. So. Yeah, just because I think that might be very telling of what the collector market's going to think about this. I mean, kids will buy toys no matter what, and I think these things will sell because, well, they are ponies turned into people.
Make amends.
Yeah, but I think if Hasbro wants to investigate further stuff, or maybe they should license these out to other companies. I mean, one of the people who has licensing on the Pony line is a company called Funko, and they do the vinyl ponies you can find at Hot Topic.
They're also doing new pop vinyls for ponies too.
Those are the big bobble-headed ones, right?
They're not big, but like they're just getting solicited now.
In previews, right?
Yeah, and like just like on the Funko site too. But they're cute.
That's another thing too. I don't know what the Hasbro Pony exclusive is for this year. I don't think it's been announced yet. I know they're talking about other like there's the Star Wars Black series with basically super articulated figures. But we found out about Derpy Hooves around this time last year.
You'll start finding out about San Diego stuff in the next couple of weeks. I find it's usually at the real start of con season, which is just starting to gear up now for real con season. And like it takes a lot of work to do exclusives, right? So
yeah. I just saw something that made me laugh that in the film, if the one thing that would absolutely win me over if they had like a Derpy Hooves character in there.
Yeah. Would win me over too. If she was the Comic-Con exclusive done up like these dolls, yeah, I'd buy it. I'm not going to lie. Another thing that might win me over, if they put Dr. Hooves in there just ducking into something blue, I'd be okay with that. So, I guess, guys, final thoughts on this. Laura, let's start with you.
I definitely am on the fence, and I just wish that our fandom, because I find it is such a open and accepting fandom, will take that same respect and watch it before they judge it. And if they watch it and they feel that it, like with an open mind, and they still feel it sucks, then that's totally acceptable. And if they watch it and they like it, that is also good.
Trevor?
I personally feel that this wasn't the direction that they should have taken. If I was in that boardroom, I probably would have started throwing stuff at whoever had this idea. It's just like it's just so far removed from what we all got into the fandom before. It's so different. It's not like when Twilight got her fucking wings. This is a completely like new show. So I'm not a fan. I'm definitely off the fence, rolling down the hill, on fire, heading into a swarm of bees and into an alligator pit. But having said that, I will watch it. I'll, you know, open mind. Like, I'm just...
I like it. The open mind. Gonna give it a chance.
I'm not gonna sit there with my arms crossed, but I'm still not happy about this. And this was a great opportunity to vent out my frustrations.
There you go.
Laura, thank you for putting up with my bullshit. It's all good. Mike, final word.
My word on this thing is I'm cautiously optimistic. And what I mean by that is I think this has a chance to appeal to a new audience, which is wonderful. The fact that they're tackling high school, while it does seem kind of dumb on the surface, could offer some real potential for some real kind of storytelling oomph. Not crazy about the character designs. Hopefully this will be somewhat decent. If I don't see this in theaters, I'll definitely get the DVD for review. And I'm looking forward to for us doing an actual commentary on this. So cautiously optimistic is what I'll put down.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So for our next show, which will probably be around after Equestria Girls is released, likely, if we don't get a chance to see it in theaters, we'll probably do that fan fiction show we've been talking about for quite some time. Or, I don't know, we'll just kind of see what happens. So once again, big thanks to our sponsors of offworlddesigns.com. Like I said, promo code BROHOOF, 10% off your entire order. Check out some of their really cool pony shirts. I love wearing my Pony State pony shirt everywhere I go. Once again, thanks to Equestria Daily. I'm glad that Sierra Velocity is asbestos free. So thank God you no longer have something that will kill you. So I guess without any further ado, we have been
Laura,
Trevor,
and I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying friendship really is magic.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek.net's Last Exit to Ponyville. We want you to help make the show at least 20% cooler by your getting involved. Call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net, subject line Ponyville. We also have our official Facebook, which is facebook.com/lastexittoponyville. Subscribe to us through iTunes or any podcatcher. Thanks for listening to us, and keep it locked to EquestriaDaily.com and ThisWeekInGeek.net. And until next show, remember, friendship is magic.